We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are beginning 9 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Ve'ein Oilus Oif Betzibur, and we're going with Af Shmuel Sava. So really going back to what we said before, that according to Rav Shimon, the Tamidim are used as Kayetz HaMizbeach, and the reason is because he does not hold a Leiv Bez Demasnalein. But the Chiddush is that even though no Leiv Bez Demasnalein, so you can't be paid, you can't redeem it, but you could bring these Karbonis itself for a carbon tzibur of a Kayetz HaMizbeach of Oilo. You could bring the carbon itself. That's the Chiddush, really, of the Gemara before. Af Shmuel Sava Lahod Rabbi Yechon. Shmuel also holds what Rabbi Yechon said before. Rabbi Yechon, the one who said before, that Mekayetz HaMizbeach with the Tamidim, you bring the Karbonis itself for Kayetz HaMizbeach. And it says, Shmuel holds like that. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel, Karbonis Tzibur, Sakin Vayishchasa Masayim. By the carbon tzibur, the Sakin, which means when I shecht it goes to what it was from before. It was before, it was a oila, so it'll be an oila now also. Rashi says, Sakin Moshchasa Masayim, Sakin HaShoichton Stam, Moshchasa on the carbon, it turns it into the carbon, Shahufresh Metchil Lakach. But Phil ain't the oisa carbon, Atzmoy. Ukagoin, for example, oilas tamid, oila lakayetz. It may be royal tamid. Which means the sakin, when I shecht it, it automatically goes to what it's set aside for, even though it's not mamish exactly, but it'll be an oila. And therefore, I can take the tamid that was mamish, supposed to be a tamid, and turn it into a regular carbon oila, which is kayetz mezbeach. Tainamahachi. So the Gemara says, and first it writes like that. The Raisa says, and really, you could have brought this right from the Mishnah, we'll have to explain why not. But Taina Mahachi, Umoydi Rav Shimon, Besayir, the Musafim, we know from the Mishnah very well that there's a Musafim called a Sayir. So you have a Musaf on Yom Kippur of a Sayir, you have on Regalim, you have Yom Tov, you have a Sayir, a Musaf, and you have every Rosh Chodesh a Sayir for a Musaf. A lot of Seerim over the year. Umoydi Rav Shimon, Besayir, Shem Lekar Beregel, Yikar Rosh Chodesh, Shem Lekar Rosh Chodesh, Yikar Rosh Chodesh, Mr. Bryce tells you that, which really saw in the Mishnah, that if you were a Makir with Berega, for some reason, you had extra ones, you bring it on Rosh Chodesh. You don't bring it on Rosh Chodesh, you bring it on Yom Kippur. Loi Kar Yom Kippur, you can bring it on Yom Tov. Loi Kar Berega is that, you can bring it on Acher. Shemit Chilos, Loi Ba, Lechapam Veh Chitzoin. Because it was only, the Ikka thing that was brought was the Mechapam Veh Chitzoin. And Rashi adds on the words, it was coming to Mechapam Mikdash, Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. And therefore, it's all the same Kapara, and you could just do it. Hachinami Rashi says, La'ayla, Shokish La'ayla, Yaakov. Just like there, we see this Sayer that was slated for a Karm Musaf, which is a Chatas, for Mikdash Vekadashav. You could just plug it into any other time using it for the same thing. By Talmud also, I could plug it into Ayla as Kayetz HaMizbeach. That's the right, Hainam Achi. Frank the Rishonim, what do you mean? Why are you bringing up my Mishnah? Mishnah is the same exact thing. The Mishnah says, according to Rav Shimon, Ma'ayah she'akivu zebezeh, and Mar says, they could, because it's all one kapara. So what do you need this brisa for? A whole brisa, that's a Mishnah. So, Tosfos the Rosh asks this kasha, and because of this kasha and other kashas, he completely says, hold of his pshat and the whole sugya. But we're learning Rashi's pshat, we're not going into Tosfos pshat now, which is Tosfos the Rosh and Tosfos the pshat and the sugya, so you have to answer this kasha. So Tosfos the Rosh, at the end of his long Tosfos the Rosh, says, to answer Rashi, he says, "V'hoda ma'isi tayinah mahochi v'loy ma'isi siyatam m'masisim, v'shem m'masisim le'motzi l'shiyuye. The m'masisim tayin time ma'ay the kaparos m'shav al tumas v'kadoshav. Avahocha cholkim b'kaparo. Here, really, it's different. The tamid chapa kol averus gemidon loylon adam mishlam averu yadoi. And tamid because tamid hashachas mechapa. He says the kais v'echna mechapa on anything. So if you learn from the Mishnah, it wouldn't be the same thing because it's a different thing. One's a kaparo, one's not a kaparo. But the brayso we bring klar that." By Kayetz Mizbeach, the DC Klar, that it's not out the Kapara, it's out the reason is because it's the same Kedusha. It says, Shemetchil Lebal Lechapa Mizbeach Achitzain. It's the same place where it's supposed to be brought, and therefore it's a riot, this Yisoid, that if it's supposed to be brought as this carbon, you can't bring it as this carbon. The problem is Rashi, this Tosfos Rosh doesn't know what Rashi, because Rashi says, Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshav, okay, we'll leave it out here. Listen to your latest raid bite for Pshat in this Kasha. Oh. Back in the Gemara, going back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Sar Nasa B'Fnim, not only is Toile on the Tumah, or someone has Yeshba Yediyah B'Tchil V'Ein B'Diyah V'Soif, so it's Toile on the Yisurim, it also has another job. It takes care of a Zodoin, someone who's amazed of Mikdash V'Kadoshav. It says in the Mishnah, V'al Zodoin Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Sa'ir HaNasa B'Fnim V'Yem Mekapurim Mechaprim. And we spoke at then, it means if you give him Asraf HaMalkas, he gets Malkas. Don't know Asraf HaMalkas. So there, he did it, amazed it. The Sar Nasa Fnim is Mechaper for that. Zogtamimili, how do you know that the Sarah Nasim Bafnim is Mechaper for the Mezid of Mikdash Vikadash of Tanamalim to Raisa? It says in the Pasik, Vichibala Koshtun Israel and Pishayem Chachaitoisam. So it says with Pishayem, that means the Mezid. Pisham Elamardim, those are the Mezidim. Some of those are on purpose, intentionally. The pasuk says, "Melach moyav pashbi." Rather than pasuk, lashon pashia means intentional and means to rebel. It says, "Melach moyav pashbi." That Melach moyav was rebelled. Oz tivsha livna. The city Livna was also rebelled, basically. And chatos eoshkagos. How do you know? V'chein roimar nefesh kisechet of eoshkaga. You see, the chatos is a shoygeg. So hakaponim. You see from here that it's mechaper on zon tumas mitzvah gedoshav. So at Kalam was saying that's the Sarnas of Fnim. Oh, it's a good kasha. So the Rambam asked a good question. The Chayra, we learned before that the Sarnas of Fnim only makes one kapara. So how does it have here a kapara of Tel Yisurim? Also, this very good kasha. It's twice as a kasha. The second is on the bottom as a kasha. Small taisus. Baal Zodoin Tumas Migdash Kedoshav Einze Beis Kaparos. This is not called Beis Kaparos. El Masha Carbon Acha Mechaper. First Tzitz is Yisoyed. We just go to second Tzitz first, but Tzitz's first Tzitz is a Yisoyed. He says, no problem making more than one Kapara. It just doesn't take someone else's Kapara. The Gemara's Kasha before a bunch of times was, why is this Mechaper also on that? That it doesn't do. There's only one Kapara. It doesn't do someone else's Kapara. So here also, nothing else is doing Zodans. This has to take care of that. Second Tzitz is, Inami kapara achas to shoyge vachas mezid. There's only one kapara for shoyge, one kapara mezid. Still called kapara achas. That's what Tumah Achim. So the Gemara Vayit says that the next part of the Mishnah says the sar la azazel is a meiridig kapara. If you really want to know, the biggest mechapa on Yom Kippur is the sar la azazel, and it says in the Mishnah al shara averus shebetayra hakalois vachamurois hazadonis vashkagois hoida v'loy hoida. Asei loy sase, krisa misses bezdin, sara mishleach mechaper. That's what Mishnah says. So remember what Mishnah says. It's kalos v'chamurois, which pasuk you would say is the asei loy sase out of kalos. The chamurois are krisos. That's what you would say. Then it says donis v'ashkagos, means you potential not intentional. Then it says hoida v'hoida, which also means intentional intentional. Asei loy sase, krisa misses bezdin sounds like the kalos v'chamurois. So really, it sounds like it said everything twice in the Mishnah, which we'll do tomorrow's kasha immediately. So the Gemara, Haynu Kalis, Haynu Asev Loisas. What's Chamurois? How to Krisa is the best then? Hoida, Haynu Mezid. Loi Hoida, Haynu Shaygig. So what's going on in our Mishnah? Why the same thing twice? We get the idea. What's twice? Omer Rav Yehuda, Hachikomar, Al Shar Averi Shibetayram, Ben Kalis, Ben Chamurois. Which means I'll tell you outside first that according to Yehuda, the Mishnah is really a pirush on what it said. So it says like this. That the Sarla Azazel is Mechapa al Shah Reshi Vitari, Ben Kalas Ben Chamurois, and Sai, if he did a Ben Chosim Vashoigig, Ben Chosim Mezid, and even in the Shoigig, Oyson Chosim Vashoigig, Ben Noidlois Sveikon, Ben Loidlois Sveikon. Because Shoigig means not a case that he did a Vadai Vashoigig, the Shoigig is a case of Oshom Tolu. So he's saying a Shoigig means he by mistake maybe ate Chalef. And so, say if you knew about it, you knew already Chayav Asham Talui. Say if you didn't know you Chayav Asham Talui yet, it's still Ben Kippur will be Mechaper. Which means like this: if someone went to a restaurant and he ate some gishmak, a fatty piece of meat, and gishmak, when he leaves, someone tells him, by the way, in that restaurant, someone got chalev. We don't know who yet, but someone was served chalev. So now, he has to bring the Asham Tali. He doesn't know if he has a chalev, he has a suffix. Until he knows for sure, he brings the Asham Tali. So, when we say shoygeg, we mean that. We don't mean a regular shoygeg that's chayav a carbon, because then he brings a carbon. We're talking about a case where it's Asham Tali. So on that it says, say if he knows already it's chayav Asham Tali, he didn't bring it yet, Yom Kippur will take pater him. And if he doesn't know about it, also Yom Kippur will pater him. But in a case where he's chayav taka of a shoygeg, Yom Kippur will not take care of it. You're chayav, you stole your carbon afterwards. And then it says ve'elu ein kalois. What are kalois? Asei ve'lois sasa. Ve'elu ein chamurois. Krisim is bezdin. What are chamurois? That's krisim is bezdin. Are the chamurois? So it comes out with saying like this: that kalois and chamurois, sai b'shoigig, sai b'mezid gets a kapara. What does shoigig mean? It means a suffix. That's the bottom line. And we're talking about obviously all these things that don't have a oinish because there's no asura for whatever reason. The halacha is Yom Kippur is mechaper. Now, we have to analyze what exactly is the case of Asay that we need the Azazel to Mechaper. If someone misses Asay, he needs Azazel to Mechaper. So, what's the case exactly? It means Asay would be an example. A guy did not shake a lulav 1 year. 1 year, he didn't shake his lulav, he needs a kapara. That's what the next Yom Kippur sounds like. He needs a kapara. What are we talking about here? So tomorrow, haya say, hechidami, idiloy avat tshuva, even do tshuva, zevach risham ta'eva, which is a scary thought. Which Michsin already points out, Agmar is saying is that if someone does not do tshuva on a bitl asay, his karma won't work. You know why? Because zevach risha'im ta'eva. The karma when I work with is called a rasha. The Michsin brings it up to me. See, someone's a vatl asay, it's called a rasha. Usually you learn that if you're vatl asay, you don't have that mitzvah. But you're a rasha? Yeah. He says, here, state is a rasha. He has kash on this, but ayin shum, in mitzvah, I think shin samach dalet, I think it is. So zevach risha'im ta'eva. So it can't be to do tshuva. Neither of a tshuva. He did tshuva on the bitl asay. Kol yoyim enami. Then what do you need him kippur for? The time went to the braisa. Ovar mitzvah asay asay. But also tshuva. He did tshuva. Lo yzozum misham. You don't move from the actual meichem loy. You get mechila. Me do tshuva. You get mechila. So what exactly? When do you need him kippur for asay? Let's analyze again. When do you need him kippur for asay? If you did not do tshuva, it doesn't work. And if you did tshuva, you don't need him kippur. So when do you need him kippur for asay? And for the Gemara, Omer Rebbe Zera, on top of Yigim Omer Aleph, but Oimed B'Meridoi, we talk about a guy who did not do tshuva. You asked me, you didn't do tshuva, so it's Zevar Hashem Teva. No, Rebbe says, Yom Kippur is better. Rebbe, Tanya, Rebbe Yom Rakhal, Ve'er Shabbatar, Ben Asa Tshuva, Ben La Asa Tshuva, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. I can ask me, if Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so then, what are you talking about Azazel? It's Yom Kippur. Zok de Ritva, and Tosfos later on has one side like that also. That according to Rebbe, it's not Yom Kippur itself. It's Yom Kippur together with the carbon Azazel. That's Mechaper. And Rebbe's Mechadish, even if you don't do tshuva, it's Mechaper. And that's what we're talking about. That's Asay. But there is an exception to the rule, Rebbe says. Chutz the Parak Oil, Umgalapanam Batairo, Mefer Bris Vasa. There's three Averis which Yom Kippur were not helpful. Which, if you don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur will not work. What are the three averis? Three averis are koifer be'ikr, as part of girl koifer be'ikr, megal upon the Torah, so he makes fun of the Torah, he makes fun of psukim in the Torah, and mefer bris basa means he's mefer mila. How do we know that these three things, there is no kapara without tshuva? How do you know? So the Gemara, let's read inside. Chutz b'parik oil and upon the Torah, mefer bris basa shemasa tshuva yom kippur mechaper. If you do tshuva, Yom Kippur works. Vim lav enyikpur mechaper, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Time of the Rebbe, it says in the Pasuk, Yidvar Hashem bozo. Zeh perik oil mgal panam b'tayru. It says in that Pasuk, the entire Pasuk says, Yidvar Hashem bozo, ves mitzvos heifar, he kores te kores, the nefesh hiya avayin abah. That's the Pasuk. So Yidvar Hashem bozo is referring to the first two averis that he mentioned. Dvar Hashem is anoichi Hashem lekecha, which Hashem said in Har Sinai. So koife b'ikir is keneged Dvar Hashem. And bozo is a loss of bezoyin, that means they can bezoyin of a Torah. And with mitzvah say heifar, it sounds like one mitzvah, zeh mefer bris basa, because by Avraham Avinu, that was the only mitzvah he had, shehi mitzvah yechidis, Rashi says, that Avraham Avinu had, and therefore it's called mitzvah, that when you say the mitzvah, means the bris milah. And what does it say in the pasuk? Hikaris tekaris, which means hikaris afnei kippurim tekaris lachipurim. You're going to get out English before kippurim and after your Yom Kippur. Because why? Because you didn't do tshuva, your kippur won't work. But it only says the karas on these three averis. On Dvar Hashem Baza, it's mitzvah say heifer, it says on that the karas. Everything else, your kippur works. But this, he karas of Fnei Kippurim, the karas achet kippurim, why? These three averis. Yacha filo has a tshuva. Maybe if you do tshuva, your kippur won't work. Tam aloyma avoyna ba. Loyamarti ele bizman sha avoyna ba. Only said this, bizman sha avoyna ba, when there is the avera is still here, that's when the karas, that even after Yom Kippur, you still have the oynish. But only with man sha'avoyin abo. So that's the way Rebbe learns up the pasuk. And if you're Rebbe, it's basically mefurosh in the pesukim that only these three things Yom Kippur doesn't work. But everything else works even without tshuva, because there's a karas to karas, which means even after Yom Kippur, as he darshes the words of karas to karas, and it's without tshuva because avoyin abo. But if you do tshuva, it works for those. So it's mashma the other things besides these three, even without tshuva, Yom Kippur will work, because only these three things have the karas to karas. Everything else does not have that. So Rabbanon, who argue on Rebbe, they hold that you need tshuva, every Yom Kippur tshuva. So what do you do with the pasuk? Rabbanon, these three averis have hikaris b'al mazeh, hikaris b'al abah. They even lose oil abah. When? But avoyin abah. Shem asa tshuva umeis, misa merekes. But if they do tshuva umeis, then misa mimarekes. Which means like this. That according to Rabbanon, though we can read over here, Rashi, Rabban, the Istu Nami Bashar Averis, the Enyan Kippur Mechaper, Al Shein and Shavim. Day old Yom Kippur does not work if you don't do tshuva. Amrilach, had gone like krav hach klas. What's special about these three? Laf v'yom kippur umar. Don't Yom Kippur. Eloi karis the karis to kamar the karis loyelam abba. It means loyelam abba. Sha'af misa einim rekas hashol shay alalu b'loy tshuva. Even misa does not work with these three without tshuva. Avashar averis b'loy tshuva. So we said Yom Kippur doesn't work, but Yom Kippur and misa does work. Avashar averis b'loy tshuva nami misa merekas acha yom kippurim. Avekmur b'loy misa loy. And Marshall points out that according to the Rabbanon, you see, Misa alone won't work. You need Misa and Yom Kippurim. You need both of those to work, and therefore, like this.
For every other
Averis? All Averis, yeah. All Averis. These three, even Misa and Yom Kippurim don't work. You need Misa, Yom Kippurim, and Tshuva.
You know Tshuva's not enough?
No. Misa, Yom Kippurim, and Tshuva need for these Averis. That's what you need. You need Misa, Yom Kippurim, and Tshuva for these Averis. And just like the feeling of a Rebbe, tshuva alone is not enough. You need Yom Kippur. You also need tshuva, misa, and Yom Kippurim to answer. That's what comes out. So right now what we're holding is, before we see the Gemara Vayit, is that we're going according to Rebbe. There's Mishnah. Mishnah says he has a kapara naaseh. The question was, what's going on? Kapara naaseh? A kapara naaseh, monavshach. He did tshuva, you don't need a kapara. If he didn't do tshuva, it doesn't work. Terrorist is Rebbe holds it works. Only Rebbe holds someone does not do tshuva naaseh, Yom Kippur work. According to Rabbanon, it won't work. Because Zevach Hashem Teva. So our Mishnah is, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? It says Aseh. It must be the Tana is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rebbe is the Tana of our Mishnah. Next month of discussion, is it Rebbe or is Rabbi Yehuda? We'll see. As we see next month on tomorrow's Shir.